The network of 30 or so waterfront cameras is being installed in the name of port security. But citizens say those cameras can also turn around and peek into neighborhoods. Members of the city council who approved the project last year now say they didn't know how troubling the surveillance would be. Public safety officials came before a council committee to explain the privacy safeguards they have in place. Deputy Chief Clark Kimmerer said those include placing digital black boxes over homes' windows in the camera view.
Because I would say the same thing. I do not want our government having cameras that look in my living room. And these are not cameras that look into people's living rooms.
So that's sort of what the conversation is
about. But Public Safety Committee Chair Bruce Harrell says there are still too many unanswered questions.
I'm still not, to be honest with you, not fully convinced that the masking technology gets us all the way where we need to be.
He says legislation in the works will set out rules for any new surveillance technology. He urged police not to activate the cameras until then. They had been set to go live at the end of March. Members of the public also had their first chance to weigh in on the surveillance network. Several speakers supported the cameras, including a Chinatown businesswoman who extolled the private cameras in her neighborhood for deterring crime. Most of the speakers, though, condemned the cameras as a step toward what they called a police state. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.